Dominic Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game National Studios. Jake Lyman is here with us today. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, Jared. How are you?
Outstanding, and I am finally back to what I feel is 100%. I mean, I feel like for basically 2 weeks, really a week and a half, I was in bad shape. This must be what being an old man is like. The upper respiratory infection. Well, yesterday, I finally felt good again. Today, I really felt 100%. And I expect to be out there tomorrow on the practice field when the pads get put on. So, I did not make it out to Nissan Stadium with the open to the public practice on Saturday because, again, I still was feeling somewhat under the weather. And I slept on Saturday. I took a Benadryl and I slept and I woke up and I got on my phone and I went to Twitter and I could have predicted this, but the first thing I saw, Titan fans with a highlight video and just the collective scream of a desperate fan base. Ah, yeah. In reaction to an underthrown ball by Cam Ward for Calvin Ridley that Ridley made a great adjustment on and caught. By the way, Jake, would you like to do that scream for yourself, the excitement scream?
I'll pass on that. I don't know if I have that in my range.
Ah! Every time. So I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't there. I had the exact same seat everybody else did. I was just watching videos on social media. But the difference between me and you is I didn't see a ton worth getting excited about. I saw the bomb to Ridley that was overthrown. I saw the back shoulder throw to Bryce Oliver that looked like a great catch by Bryce Oliver. A good throw by Ward. Not a spectacular, I can't believe he made that kind of throw, but I thought a very impressive catch by Bryce Oliver. The throw he made to Ridley where he was getting pressured by Simmons. That was the one that everybody lost their panties over, and that was a great play. That was a great throw on the run, a perfect ball right into the hands. Those are when we were going through the draft process with Cam Ward, we were talking about how I was saying, watching the tape, this guy has these off-balance throws where he can put them right on the money. I mean, I can still think about that throw into the end zone he made against Louisville from about 50 yards away, right into the back corner, right into the receiver's hands off of his back foot. I mean, it was a special throw. The problem with the one on Saturday is, in a real game, he would have been sacked. So what people were getting excited about was this great play, just this, ah, that wouldn't have been a great play in a real game. It's like, did you see the ball he hit foul 800 feet in batting practice? Well, yes, but even though he hit it 800 feet, if he hit that in a real game, it would have been a foul ball. So it wouldn't have been a home run anyways. If this was a real game, it would have been a sack. Then I saw the ball, the Titans put the video out, the throw to Lockett, which I couldn't really tell what is happening from that camera angle. It did look like Ward put the ball right over a linebacker's head and right into the hands of a receiver, which looked nice. But that camera angle was tough for me to get a judge on. Was that a great throw? Was that a throw or was it not? And I saw the throw, the interception to the linebacker. This time it was James Williams and not Cody Barton. And it looked like Ward had stared down a receiver in the middle of the throw. And, or he was staring down the receiver in the middle of the field, and he threw the ball right there, and the linebacker just went and grabbed it because he was watching his head the whole time, which is something that at some point Cam Ward's going to have to learn from. Because if it's taken three practices for his own teammates to learn it, it's not going to take long for the rest of the NFL to figure it out either. What I take away from the videos is what I've always believed about Cam Ward. He's a very good talent. But he's a work in progress. A work in progress on accuracy, and he's clearly got right now a penchant for throwing interceptions over the middle to his linebackers. Translation, he's a rookie quarterback with real talent, but a lot of work to do, and it's going to be a lot of work. And it's going to be uncomfortable watching the work that he has to do. But boy, Titans Twitter was mad. They did not want to hear this because all I got over the weekend is, "You're a hater, Jared. We want you to tell the truth. But then when you tell the truth, we can't handle the truth. All you do is bitch." And finally, it's gotten to the point where I've just decided, you know what? Some people just don't want the truth. They want to be lied to. I read what Paul wrote as far as his observations of Cam Ward's day. Some good, some bad, work in progress, which again, matches up with what I saw in the videos and Twitter. And when it comes to the media that covers this team, they know what they're doing. TD knows what he's doing. Paul knows what he's doing, even though I disagree with Paul on a lot of things. But then yesterday, I don't know if I call it media or fanboy talk. So let's call it Fedia. I saw, as I was hosting a show on Sirius, I saw on Twitter, Justin Graver and Justin Mello. And I really like Justin Graver. I don't really know Justin Mello. I like them. I appreciate that they're Titan fans that, you know, put out podcasts over the Titans. But they put out a podcast, and the tweet was, "Cam Ward lights up. Lights up." In all caps. "Cam Ward lights up practice." And I'm like, is that really what happened? I went back and I read Jim Wyatt's take on Cam Ward. He was 14 of 21 with an interception. Is 14 of 21 with an interception, is that, like, is that lighting it up? Like, is that what that is? Let's say Cam Ward averages 9 yards a pass, which would be pretty outstanding. Remember, the league average is 7 yards per attempt. Mason Rudolph last year was 6.7 for the Titans. But let's say 9 for Cam Ward, because he's so good. So let's say 9 yards per pass for Cam Ward, which would be outstanding. At 14 for 21, he would have finished with 189 yards and an interception over the middle. Is that lighting it up? And I already know the answer to that, and so do you. So here's what I ask of everybody. All Titans fans, even the biggest, most ardent, strongest supporting, most excited, and the most optimistic of Titan fans, let's treat Cam Ward like a rookie quarterback. Let's treat Cam Ward the way we'd look at other teams' rookie quarterbacks, where we know, hey, they've got talent. We knew when C.J. Stroud was drafted, he had talent, but we made C.J. Stroud prove to us that he was a legitimate quarterback before we crowned him the answer to the Texans' prayers. We're still waiting on Trevor Lawrence. We watch Jacksonville 2 times a year. We're still waiting on Trevor Lawrence to prove it to us. Let's understand this is a process and not a manifest destiny where the Titans and Ward will have to go through that process. And if they get it right, and if they get some good luck and good fortune, the Titans might have a franchise quarterback. Instead, I feel like a lot of you are treating this the way Chicago and everybody else treated Caleb Williams last year. Before they went into that first game against the Titans, Caleb could do no wrong. Chicago fans thought he was going to go out there and throw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns against the Titans because this was the great Caleb Williams. And if it wasn't for a blocked punt and Will Levis crapping his pants, the great Caleb Williams would have thrown for something like 87 yards and lost to the crappy Titans. Are you ready to say Caleb's a bum? I'm not. I feel like there's a percentage of you out there, and I don't know what that percentage is, but I feel like there's a percentage out there where you guys have just decided that Cam Ward is Patrick Mahomes, and that is without sitting the bench like Mahomes did, without having Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce like Mahomes did, and without having Andy Reid as his coach like Mahomes did. And I'm the bad guy because I say, that's really not how this works. I think there is a chance Cam Ward can be special. I think there's a better chance Cam Ward can be special than when I said 50-50 that Levis can do it last year and I would have hedged my bets against it just because I think that you're more likely to fail in the NFL than you are to succeed. But I'd also caution everybody that even the best slam dunks don't always make it. Just like Caleb last year. Just like Trevor, who was considered a generational prospect. The Titans are doing very little, in my opinion, to set Cam Ward up for success. But he does have real talent. But to take that practice video and try to sell the fans on, he lit it up, I think is just absurd. And quite frankly, I just don't think it's true. By all accounts, and I have to be the bad guy for saying this, so I'll be the bad guy. I think some of you are overhyping fans and perpetuating a reality that doesn't exist because you want it to be true more than it is true. Cam's got talent, but he's a work in progress. Not, and yet, all I heard on Saturday on social media was, you want to try it, Jake? That's all I heard. Nice try, Jake. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number, 615-737-1025. I'll be honest. I didn't know Jake was going to do it. I did not know.
I didn't think I was going to either, but, you know, we went for it.
I'm proud of you, Jacob. I am proud. 615-737-1025. So, I asked Paul, because even though I think some of you think Paul's an old curmudgeon and an a-hole, and sometimes he is, I think it's fair to say, like, Paul was there. Paul's been around football a long time. Hell, he votes on the Hall of Fame. I asked Paul, did he light it up? And Paul's like, yeah, you should see what I wrote. So I did. So here's what Paul said about Cam Ward's day. We'll get to that next. I'm going to cut. 25 the game.
Fun to watch practice today. I want to start, first of all, the big throw. We'll get to all the other topics, but walk me through the big throw down the field, the big touchdown to Ridley today.
That's a little scramble drill. I don't know if it's a real play. Might have been a sack. I can see it on film, but that's just me getting quality work in my guys, them letting them know how I think in scramble drill, so it's good that we was able to get one of those plays.
So even Cam Ward is like, yeah, that play probably would have been a sack. So, I mean, it's nice, but that play probably would have been a sack. Meanwhile, Titans Twitter, every time they watch that, must have seen it 15,000 times. In fairness, there were some national media people that were just going off about it too, acting as if, oh my God, this guy is Josh Allen in his prime right now. So I asked Paul, I said, did Cam Ward light it up? Again, I saw the fan media, the Feedia. I saw the Feedia podcast about Cam Ward lights it up. I said, Paul, did he light it up? Paul goes, I wouldn't have characterized it that way, but go take a look at what I wrote. So I said, okay. I said, I will. So I did. Here's what Paul wrote. Paul wrote, quote, Cam Ward did some very nice things, looking poised and in control overall, but not everything was smooth, with a couple of mistakes and a couple of plays that qualified as getting the job done. Like the first play of 7-on-7, where he may have been surprised to see Calvin Ridley wide open on the right side against Roger McCreary, who got turned around. The deep throw was late and short, but Ridley had time to slow and collect it. It was a C on the A, B, C, D, F grading scale. It was a C throw, Paul writes, but it got Ridley into the end zone, so it had an A result. Now, I think it would not, in a game, have gotten Ridley into the end zone. I think Ridley would have gotten tackled by McCreary because Ridley had to slow up and come back to the ball. That was not a good throw. Again, Paul says it was a C throw. An A throw is a touchdown. A C throw there is a gain of 25 yards and a first down, but, and we'll take the 25, trust me. But if you want to be Mahomes and you want to be Josh Allen, you need A throws. Paul continues. Are inside linebackers getting a beat on Ward over the middle? One practice after we saw Cody Barton grab an interception in the middle of the field on a ball I think was intended for Van Jefferson and drop another, James Williams cut hard to his right and snatched a central pass clearly intended for Van Jefferson. That is not a good development, Paul writes. However, it is essential to note that the field appears to be expanding for Ward. OTAs and training camp have really featured Ward throwing to the middle of the field, and Ward and the offense have increasingly been expanding things. Ward spun and stepped up to find Jefferson on the left sideline. He stepped up and threw a lovely ball to Ridley against McCreary and Amani Hooker as the receiver went to the right side of the field when J.C. Latham created time by taking Draymond Jones for a long ride. Throwing back across his body hurt Ward a few times in the red zone back in minicamp, but he recognized a great opportunity Saturday when Simmons chased him and on the bus to play, he saw Ridley and had broken free going over the other way, and the risk was minimal as there was no safety there, just McCreary. He lofted the ball over McCreary and for Ridley, ran for an easy TD. It made for a nice moment, but Simmons had him, and in real life, it would have been a hit or a sack. So that's Paul's full breakdown of PaulKarski.com, his full breakdown of Cam Ward's day. And I read that, and I say, you know what? I actually think there's some real positive developments there. But I also think it's concerning that Cam Ward has thrown an interception to an inside backer every single day of training camp. I think it is concerning that Cam Ward threw one on the last day of minicamp. At some point, he's going to have to stop throwing interceptions over the middle to inside backers. The fact that Cam Ward is throwing the ball outside the numbers, I think is a good sign. But there's a difference between, hey, that's a real good sign for a rookie quarterback, and this is going to take 2 or 3 years, and he's a Josh Allen now, Jared. Now, I said this earlier. I talked myself into Mariota. I did not want them to draft Mariota. They drafted Mariota. I went to a practice. I saw a throw into the corner of the end zone for Delanie Walker, and I'm like, that dude can sling it. And from that moment on, Robbie Stanley will tell you. I'm doing that old Chris Carter when he used to be on NFL Countdown with Keyshawn Johnson. He used to go, and Key will tell you. Robbie Stanley will tell you. I defended Mariota tooth and nail because I talked myself into it. Every good thing he did, every bad thing, well, that's not his fault. So I've been there. So, pardon me if I won't talk myself into this quarterback until he shows the progress that leads to us saying, okay, now you've got a guy. And I'm not saying he can't do that. But I'm just saying, baby steps here, folks. Baby steps. Phone lines are by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Brady is going to kick us off today. Thank you for calling and thank you for waiting. Brady, you go ahead.
Hi, hey Jared. What's your problem with Cam Ward?
What do you think the problem is? What did you give me? What the problem you're asking about is? Caller, he dropped.
Hi Jared. Which problem with Cam Ward?
My problem is this idea that people think he is Mahomes right now. That not only is he Mahomes, but he's Mahomes, and he doesn't need to sit the bench like Mahomes did. He doesn't need the Hall of Fame coach that Mahomes had, and he doesn't need the wide receiver and tight end that Mahomes had. I think you guys think this is easier than it is. I think this is going to be a long, and I think this is going to be a tough process. This was a rough 2 years for Josh Allen as the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. And after 2 years, I'm not going to lie, I thought Josh Allen was a bum. And now he's on Madden Football. He's a 99. Don't totally agree with that either, by the way, but he is a 99. My problem is not with Cam Ward. My problem is the commentary around Cam Ward. The idea that Cam can do no wrong. The idea that the Titans can't ruin Cam Ward. This idea that, well, because we want him to be a franchise quarterback, that he is going to be a franchise quarterback when it's so much tougher. That's what bothers me. I'm asking you, take this guy with a grain of salt. See the good. Acknowledge it. Say, hey, that off-balance throw, even though it would have been a sack in a real game, that off-balance throw was a very special play that not everybody can make. But that throw to Ridley, if he's going to be a franchise quarterback, that throw to Ridley has got to be about 5 yards out in front of where it ended up. Got to be honest. My problem is not with Cam Ward. My promise is with the truth and people that are bending it because they want the affirmation that their terrible team is headed in the right direction. More your phones. 615-737-1025. And I got sent a video on Twitter over the weekend from one person. And let me just say, this is the last person whose opinion I care about when it comes to whether or not the Titans are going to be good or Cam Ward's going to be good. We'll get to that next. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106 through the game.
Finishing up Tennessee Titans practice here. You can see the signage behind me. Stadium is awesome. Not as awesome as the new stadium will be. That's going to be cool, too. It's getting built, actually, right over there. But anyway, finished up a Titans practice. Some reflections from Tennessee. A couple things. I think, first of all, we'll start on defense. Return a lot of guys. You know, it seems like some of the young guys, guys they drafted, some of the newcomers like Cody Barton, really going to make a big impact. It'll be tough. It'll be physical. There'll be a pain in the butt to play like they were last year. I think that's going to help. Obviously, all eyes are on the offense, and all eyes are on Cam Ward. So let me tell you what I've learned about Cam Ward. Mentally, he is everything they hoped and more. I mean, I couldn't go anywhere in this practice without hearing a gushing word about Cam Ward. He shows up at 5 o'clock. He's got a big group of rookies that follow him around. When he's watching film, they're watching film. He basically has his own meetings, you know, in this Titans facility. He's making checks at the line that remind you of something a veteran might do. And in fact, you know, you talk to Brian Callahan here, the head coach, he describes Cam Ward. To me, it sounds like he's talking about Joe Burrow. I mean, that's the comparison. Now, look, he's going to throw picks. He's going to make mistakes. All of that's going to happen. But the raw product, physically, athletically, and the mental, the leadership, I mean, dudes love him. The optimism here in Tennessee is very, very real.
Goodness gracious, I had to brush my teeth after listening to that, all that sugar from Ian Rappaport. Again, just had to get a little brush in and, like, you know, ugh, spit out. Oh, my God, it's going to rot your teeth out listening to that. Again, I don't have a problem with, hey, Cam Ward works hard. Cam Ward shows up at 5 in the morning. Cam Ward stands for all the right things. Everybody's been impressed with Cam Ward. I don't have a problem with that. It is the pants dropping that I hear of just, I couldn't go anywhere without just hearing people gush about how great Cam Ward is. And I'm like, that just doesn't feel real. That feels fake. And I also don't care what Ian Rappaport thinks or what he saw at Titans practice. Ian Rappaport is a total sleaze. And all he's there to do is to repeat what teams and agents tell him on TV and then say things just like that of, oh, there's a new wave of excitement here at Titans camp. To get Titans fans saying, yeah, when the general manager and the president of football operations said the other day, hey, we got a lot of work to do. We just hope the team improves this year. They said their team had a good personality. She wasn't very pretty. But Ian Rappaport goes and repeats what the coaches are telling him because he hopes that then those same league people, coaches, will share more info with him when push comes to shove, so that he can then report something that Adam Schefter doesn't have, or something that Jay Glazer doesn't have, or something that all these guys don't have. I mean, I remember last year before the Super Bowl, and I was just flipping through the pregame shows, and Ian Rappaport had a take on the Titans, which was something like, they're open to trading the number one pick. They're taking calls on the number one pick, or something like that. Chad Brinker had held a press conference 2 weeks before that, introducing Mike Borgonzi, and they had said that in that press conference. But Rappaport needed something to say on TV, and he didn't have anything, so he just picked that. That's why he's got to kiss up. Jay Glazer on Fox's pregame show has the breaking news report that Aaron Rodgers just flew out to New York and the Jets fired him. I'm like, that is an insider with inside info. He saved it for TV. He dropped it on TV. Rappaport is regurgitating things people already knew. So I could not care less what Ian Rappaport says about the Titans. Somebody sent that to me. So I'm tweeting about the Titans over the weekend. And look, here's how I feel about the Titans. For all you people out there that are like, Jared's a big Titan-ator. I think this year is going to be tough, especially early. And I'm not sure the Titans have the right coach. But if everything goes right, they could win 7 or 8 games. And in December, they could be playing close games against teams like Kansas City to give us hope. That's how I feel about the team. Cam Ward early is going to look like a fish out of water because it's the NFL. But the hope is that with the ball in his hands at the end of these games in the fourth quarter, he will win some of those for you so that the belief will be there that, hey, all we got to do is give number one a chance to win us the game, and he will. That's it. But I'm not just going to sit there and say, like, oh, the vibe is just so different. Last year was the offseason of toxic positivity where they told you the same things about Will Levis. They posted pictures of his car as the first car to show up for training camp. He worked so hard. Everybody said everything great about Will Levis. And then Will Levis sucked. You guys can let it happen again, but I'm not doing that, and I'm not going to be labeled a hater. Because I'm not going to do it. Phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, 615-737-105. One text says, you want Cam to be a bust so badly. No, I don't. I really don't want that. Because if Cam is a bust, here's what happens. This year's going to be awful. Next year, they're going to fire Brian Callahan, hire a new coach, and that new coach is going to be Matt Nagy. In Kansas City, it's going to be some guy who's an up-and-coming offensive coordinator who's never coached in the NFL as a head coach, doesn't know what he's doing, like Ben Johnson is right now in Chicago. They're going to hire that guy, and you guys are going to tell me he's going to fix Cam. Who's a offensive coach? Joe Brady. Perfect. They hire Joe Brady from Buffalo. They make him the head coach. He's going to turn Cam into Josh Allen. That's what's going to happen. Then they're going to be bad again. Then there's going to be a year where they bring in some guy and they're going to, quote unquote, battle it out for the job. And it's like, you know, are you team Cam or are you team Tua Tagovailoa, who the Titans brought in after he got released in Miami to technically be the backup, but they're battling for the... Those are awful teams to cover. I've covered them before. It sucks. I would love nothing more than for Cam to be the next Mahomes so that this time next year, we're sitting here saying, hey, this team's in. We're talking Super Bowl. Because when you got that quarterback, you can talk Super Bowl. And that's what I want. And I am a Titans fan. Like, I am invested for a lot of money in that new stadium. I want them to be good. And the way they get good is with Cam. Austin says, and he puts in here, this is satire, Jared, stop making observations. Cam's going to be excellent. Just trust the Titans and buy your new PSLs. Well, number one, I've already bought the new PSLs. But let me say this. Do you guys know who Danny Parkins is? Danny Parkins is a television host on Fox Sports 1. Lyman, do you know who Danny Parkins is?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't really know Danny Parkins. He's on Mad Dog Radio sometimes. I'm on Mad Dog Radio sometimes. I don't really have any beef with Danny Parkins. A couple years ago, I was at the Super Bowl, and we took something from their show, and we talked about it on our show, and they got on there talking about, like, we should be at the Super Bowl, not them. And then I listened to Parkins, and I'm like, I really don't need to hear that kind of talk from somebody that doesn't have as much talent as I do. But I got no beef with Danny Parkins. So when Danny Parkins was trying out for Fox Sports 1, he was hosting for Colin Cowherd on FS1. It's a summer shift. They stuck him in there. You know, it's a, all right, let's see how you do. And then they hired him full time, and his show's already been canceled. But that's, again, a different discussion for a different day. So Danny Parkins was a radio host in Chicago, the station Porthsack. And Danny Parkins is, like me, he is from Chicago. So he loves the Chicago teams. And he's hosting for Cowherd. And he's on there saying, now look, I bought into Mitch Trubisky, and I bought into Justin Fields, but I swear Caleb is the real deal. And when I heard that, I thought to myself, you really think that there's any difference here between Caleb and these other two guys? Or do you think that as a fan, that's just what you want to believe? That's what's happening here with a lot of you. It's okay, but as somebody who's got the experience of having done this and having evaluated quarterbacks as far as being on the radio and wanting to believe in them and wanting because you're rooting for the team, I've been through that with Mariota. I went all in on him. I mean, I lived through Vince Young's rookie year. If Cam Ward's rookie year is anything like Vince Young's rookie year, the fever this time next year will be through the roof. Vince Young was on the cover of Madden Football after his first year in the NFL. So when it comes to Cam, I want Cam to be successful. I want Cam to be good. I want Cam to be Mahomes. But I also know it's not likely. Cam was not valued as that level of prospect coming out. These things take time. They take well-executed plans by very good football people, and I'm not convinced you have very good football people running your operation, and I don't know how you can be convinced you have very good football people running the operation. I can't just be this big old fanboy like Danny Parkins with the Chicago Bears and saying, well, I believed on Trubisky because I'm a fanboy and I'm not objective, and I believed on Fields even though he kind of blows and I'm can't be objective, so if my team puts out a guy, I got to believe. But Caleb is the answer. And let me ask this question to everybody. Do you think, unequivocally, slam dunk, Caleb Williams is the answer to the Chicago Bears' prayers? I hear a collective no. This time last year, did you think Caleb Williams was the answer, unequivocally, no questions asked, to the Chicago Bears' prayers? Again, I hear a collective no. You thought there was a chance, but were you just hell-bent? Oh, yeah, this is for sure going to happen? No, because you know there's no such thing as a sure thing in the NFL. Stop acting like your guy's any different. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Traylon Burks got hurt again, so I'm going to address it, and we'll get to that next. Stillman & Company, 1025-1063, The Game. And let me tell all the fine folks out there that 1025 The Game and Souls for Souls have teamed up for a back-to-school fundraiser, Souls for the 615, to provide new shoes for kids experiencing homelessness in Nashville. Help a child in Middle Tennessee step into the new school year with confidence by donating $20 for a new pair of athletic shoes. For more information and to donate, visit thegamenashville.com/shoes. Souls for the 615 is sponsored by Messero in 12 South. Go check them out for handcrafted cocktails, bold plates, great happy hour, and elevated hospitality.
Was a receiver. I'm glad that I finally get a chance to throw to him. Almost connected on a vertical ball today. But he's going to be one of our best targets this year. Not a lot of guys at his size can move like him, can break down like him. So I'm excited. Just hope he stays healthy. But you know, when he does stay healthy, you know, he'll be one of the best receivers out there.
That was Cam Ward last week, and Treylon Burks, unfortunately, could not even make it an entire week before getting hurt. Diving for a pass on Saturday, Burks makes the kick, gets up a little gimpy, fractured collarbone. I think he's probably done. I'm just going to give you this address when it comes to Treylon Burks. He was already a bust going into the season. And yet at the same time, you have to give him credit. He's done his best. He just can't stay healthy. And it's obvious to everybody that no matter how hard he tries, that's not going to change. His effort, by all accounts, is a 10 out of 10. Kaharski had a story 2 years ago when Burks was worried he was going to be late because of a canceled flight from Arkansas to Nashville for the first day of OTAs. He was worried he was going to miss it. They didn't have any rental cars at the airport, so Burks flew on some dude's unsafe Cessna plane and arrived just in time for the start of OTAs. Had a great training camp and then got hurt in the Minnesota practices. Last year, he got hurt again. This year, he showed up in great shape. Again, making great plays on the practice field. And then, immediately, hurt again. He just can't stay healthy. And it sucks for him. His contract will expire at the end of the year, and he'll go somewhere else, and he'll work his ass off, and he'll put in the time, and he'll dedicate himself, and then he'll go to that team, and he'll get hurt again. And if Treylon Burks just decided after this season, if the Titans put him on season-ending IR, which I think they might, I don't know if they've changed the rule to where you can be put on IR in camp and then be designated to return during the season. The way I understood the rule used to be was you have to make the original 53, then you can be put on IR with a designation to return. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they would just put him on regular IR. And so let's say that Burks never plays a snap again for the Titans, and he just decided to retire after the rookie contract like Jake Locker because his body's been through so much. I would not hold one ounce of malice towards Treylon Burks as a person or Treylon Burks' work ethic or Treylon Burks' desire as a football player. Again, by all accounts, he did the best he could. He just can't stay healthy. And it sucks. Like, it sucks for him because he did have real talent. I mean, he was good at Arkansas. He was good in flashes as a rookie. He just can't stay healthy. And it's not his fault. He didn't decapitate himself on that touchdown grab against the Eagles where he caught the ball and held on to it, and you could tell was unconscious in the end zone with the ball. There was one play his rookie year where they played the Colts and Treylon Burks had to take a defender with him and he suffered a turf toe injury on the play and he hopped on 1 foot down the field to try to take the defender with him. Treylon Burks dedicates himself to the football team. It's obvious. And it doesn't matter. It was a terrible trade. He's a bust of a pick. And the bust is obviously magnified because he was traded for A.J. Brown. And that's on John Robinson. People are going to say, Jared's going to make a cover for John Robinson. I got no cover on that one. That was a massive mistake. The Titans got too carried away in playing the negotiating game with A.J. Brown. They were going to show him, and it's been a disaster. Now, as far as the football team is concerned with Burks getting hurt again on Saturday, it doesn't really affect anything. The Titans are well aware of Treylon Burks' inability to stay healthy. They were not counting on him. Now, I think he was going to make the team. I heard Robbie Stanley say today, like, I didn't think he was going to make the team. I think he was going to make the team for $2.5 million guaranteed. I think it's $2.6 million guaranteed. He was going to make the football team as the fifth receiver. But as far as the Titans counting on him, and, well, they weren't counting on him more than anybody else. They're counting on Ridley. They're counting on Lockett. I think to a certain extent, they're counting on Van Jefferson. They hope one of the rookies can get in there right away. They weren't counting on Burks. But the story itself is very sad. I'm a big believer that in life, good things should happen to good people. Sometimes they don't. And that makes a tragic story even more tragic. It's when something bad happens to somebody good. Again, I don't know Treylon Burks, but by all accounts, Treylon Burks is a good teammate and a good guy. And he's done absolutely everything the Titans have asked of him for 4 years with the immense amount of pressure of being the guy that the team traded A.J. Brown for. And it just didn't work out. And so, again, when I saw the news of Burks getting hurt, I saw people that were like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew that. And I just didn't feel that way on Saturday. I was kind of bummed out for Burks. Not for the team, but I was bummed out for Burks. In Minnesota, when they were counting on Burks and he got hurt in training camp 2 years ago, I was bummed out for the team. This year, I'm just bummed out for Burks. George says, Cam Ward and Calvin Ridley cannot unzip and drop their pants fast enough for one another based on how they talk about each other. I hope Cam understands what's about to happen to him once the season starts because his left guard stinks and continues to get pushed around in practice. I'll say this with Ridley. Ridley's always been kind of an over-the-top, effusive praise kind of guy. I mean, he was pretty over-the-top and effusive in his praise for Will Levis. So I kind of take some of that with a grain of salt. But I'll say this with Ridley. I do think Ridley is part of the solution, whereas a lot of the guys they have around here are probably more part of the problem. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Speaking of part of the problem, Jeffrey Simmons said something after practice on Saturday that just made me roll my eyes. We'll get to that next. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.